to Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach with McCorkle Casting in New York, and welcome. Glad to have you here. If you're a first-time listener, I'm so excited that you're listening on today's program. And if you've been a long-time listener, thank you so very much for listening. It's always great to have you here. So this is the podcast where we do our very, very best to provide insights for actors on the business of show. Everything from good acting ideas and concepts to how to audition for a television or film project to how to keep your head straight and screwed on straight when you are in a crazy business. Thanks for listening. This is that part of the podcast where I say thank you so much. There have been a handful of you who have been going to the website Casting Actors Cast and filling out the information form on the website. And if you click on that information form, those folks have been getting a free book about voiceovers called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors, written by, drumroll please, yours truly, Jeffrey Dreisbach. This is a book that I wrote about 5 or 6 years ago, and it's a really excellent, I think, if I do say so myself, a really excellent compendium. Ooh, good word, compendium. It's a really excellent workshop manual for those of you who are interested in a voiceover career, sort of the ins and outs and how to prepare a copy and how to put a demo together, all of those things that you're going to need to know to pursue voiceover work in the business. All you have to do is go to castingactorscast.com. Also, we have previous episodes that you might not have caught up on, and you can binge listen and all that good stuff. And the reason I'm doing this, by the way, is I'm not making a penny off of this. What's wrong with me? The reality is I love doing this kind of thing. It feeds my ego, quite frankly. But more importantly, I think I'm giving back things that were not given to me when I was in the business. And so that's my motivation. The only thing that I ask is that if you are a listener, that you reach out and just let me know. I'm getting all kinds of responses from all over the globe, and I'm not kidding. People are listening in India and in Australia, and people are listening in China. And it's just been crazy. Germany, Sweden, the British Isles. There are a lot of listeners that are tuning in and listening, and I'm just so grateful for that. And it's very, very exciting as the podcast continues to grow exponentially. So I'm really happy that you are joining us today. So let's talk about today. So just take a second and listen to this. I love music, don't you? What kind of mood does this put you in? What kind of memories does this trigger for you in your life experience? It might sound to you like this is exciting and it's got a lot of energy to it. On the other hand, some of you might think, gosh, I'm not sure that I feel that very much about this. I don't really like this kind of music. Well, that's all fair. But let's just be clear about one thing. Music is a very, very powerful influencer for acting. And that's the topic of our show today. I'm going to show you today an inside method for you to prepare a fantastic audition unlike anything you've done before. And that is going to set you apart from anybody else auditioning that day. Because today's podcast is called Music Method Manipulation. This is a way in which you can feel very confident and feel very strong about the choices you make for an audition by utilizing something that you are comfortable with every day, and that is music. Now, I know this may be really, really crazy for some of you. I get it. This is something I just kind of fell upon when I was doing voiceover work. And as a voiceover actor, when I would go to auditions, I always had a hard time kind of getting into what the copy was supposed to be about. In other words, I had to decide how much energy in an audition should I give it? Should I push it a little bit? Should I pull back and be more naturalistic in this particular audition? So I always found it challenging. And I thought that I was in an audition and I was auditioning with so many other people that were probably doing a lot of similar, or at least making a lot of similar choices. And that was really kind of frustrating until I did this. What I did was I, and this is going to date me, so I apologize in advance. I actually put together a Walkman CD of my favorite songs, of my favorite tunes. I would only use instrumentals, by the way, for this. I didn't use lyrics or artists that had lyrics to the songs. I only liked instrumentals. But what I did do was I would play what I believed to be the appropriate energy, the appropriate mood for that particular commercial. And so I would play that instrumental while I, in the lobby or the waiting area or wherever I was waiting before my audition, and I would listen to that music and try to connect the music to the mood of the piece that I wanted to show. And so the music actually was a driving force for me to make choices and decisions, especially if I just immersed myself into the music and tried to make the music work with the copy. And by golly, I absolutely booked so many jobs because I came in and because I had that music in my head, the choices that I made, the energy I presented was unlike anything anyone else did. And so that tip, that secret, I think just drove me into this newfound arena and this newfound opportunity to show off my audition skills as an actor by incorporating music into my audition. Now, like I said, I know this sounds really, really crazy, but I'm going to give you a few examples and I'm going to tell you exactly how to do this for yourself. I really encourage you to give this a try, because if you don't, then you're never going to know whether this is something that's useful to you or not. But if you do, it could make a substantial difference in your work. I swear to you, give it a shot. Just give it a shot. So whether you're auditioning for film or television projects or theater projects, it doesn't really matter. The first step in deciding how you want to prepare for your audition using this method called the music method manipulation is to find out by reading the scene two or three times. By the way, you will do that anyway. Decide for yourself, what is the mood that you want to create for the particular scene or sides or monologue, if you're auditioning with a monologue? What is the mood that is being shown or being created? What is the writer's intention in terms of their mood? Now, if you're having a really strong fight or argument with somebody else in the scene, then that mood is obviously full of tension. That scene is full of anger, anxiety. There could be, you know, raised voices. There could be some physical stuff going on in that particular scene, and it might be a really, really tough scene. So clearly you understand what that mood is. If, on the other hand, the scene is one of quiet, romantic, sensitive, sweet, then the mood might be soft and subtle and interesting and quiet and moody. I mean, there are all kinds of adjectives that you can use to describe whatever scene you're working on. So what are those scenes about? And then what is the mood that those scenes are trying to create? Another factor when you're working on your scene or your sides for your audition is this a period piece? Because clearly, if you have a mood and you happen to be in a Shakespeare play, then that music might also be another kind of influencer on your work. So if it's a period piece, or let's say you're doing something, you know, by Neil Simon, and it has a different kind of energy, and it's maybe more contemporary, or maybe it's like taking place in the 70s or 80s. So maybe time is also a way to help shape and define not only the mood, but what choices of music might be appropriate for the particular scene you're working on. Based on the scene that you have, based on the mood, and maybe the time frame or the period that this particular scene is taking place. It could be contemporary, it could be, you know, Jane Austen, it could be, you know, whatever it is. The next step is to decide what music is going to be appropriate to support that energy, that mood, and that scene. Okay, now stay with me here. Don't decide that this is so corny you can't stand it. It's not, I promise you. It's so much fun, and it absolutely will help you make some discoveries that you might not otherwise make for preparing an audition. So now let's just try a little experiment and do the reverse of what I'm talking about. I have some music that I'm going to play for you. I want you to decide the kind of mood and the kind of energy that the music is giving you. Take a second and think about what kind of scene would be appropriate for this particular kind of music. Okay? So it's kind of a little bit of a game, but it's not. It can be really, really helpful to you. So coming up, here is music item number one. Again, you're thinking about what is the mood, what is the energy, and what kind of scene can you imagine this music supporting? Okay. Pretty neat, huh? So what did you think about what you were hearing? What kind of mood were you being given? What kind of scene would you imagine being supported by this music? So think about that. Let's play number two. Okay, now that that is completely different. But you can see now that music is such a powerful force in our lives. It can create and instill an emotional quality that you might not otherwise discover when you're working on a particular piece. So that's an answer that I don't know if you've ever done this before, but if you haven't, I promise you, just give it a shot, give it a try. Especially if you have headphones on and you can be speaking out loud the dialogue or the words. And if you've got a scene partner that you're doing this with, or somebody who's going to help you with your audition, have that music playing in the background and make it work to the best of your ability based on those qualities that you think the scene can show. Those are two quick examples that I wanted to share with you. But just to kind of continue on this thought is that I have found that music in my life has been such an important and valuable tool for self-expression. I always felt when I had music in front of me that I could listen to, or when I was a kid growing up, my mother played the ukulele and our whole family sang. And those were very, very joyful times. We sang, you know, multi-part harmony. And I can connect a lot of those emotional experiences to the music that was playing at the time. And then, of course, the influence as a teenager when you put on music and maybe you had a romantic involvement that suddenly the music became an important part of that relationship. Music is such a powerful influencer in our lives. Why not take it into your creative self and use it to help show me how you're going to play a part in an audition? Now, I would also suggest to you that if you book a job and book a part and you're working on the part that you've been given, why not use different pieces of music to elicit different kinds of emotional reactions and responses? Because that opens up a whole nother world instead of just relying on your own self-experience, why not let music help you do that? It's almost like, in a strange way, I think it's almost like when you were a kid and you put on a Halloween costume, you know how that made you feel? You actually felt like the princess. You maybe actually felt like the scarecrow or the Superman. Clothing itself was an external statement about who you were in that costume. And that statement made you feel the way it was supposed to make you feel. The same goes with music. Powerful music can influence that emotional arc and give you some additional strength in the choices you make. Now, if you've been a listener to Casting Actors Cast for a while, you know that I have a podcast on the rhythm of the audition, meaning what the writer's intention was, and writing that character in a specific kind of rhythm. This is very, very close to what I'm talking about. But now we're using an external music as an influence to the choices that you make as an actor. So now let's listen to another one. What kind of scene can you imagine taking place with this music as a score underneath the scene? Yeah. Now, doesn't that make your imagination just explode, kind of lose yourself in that particular piece of music, so you can imagine and create all kinds of scenarios where that music, that piece, can be really, really amazingly helpful to you. Here's another one. Now, I can almost guarantee that if you had this music while rehearsing and working on a part, that you would come up with amazing new ideas that are emotionally challenging, sophisticated, and when that audition takes place and you have that music as part of the influence. Now, I'm not saying that you take the music into your audition. I'm only talking about the preparation work. But making that association with the music means that when you go into the audition, you will have made those choices based on the influence that that music gave you. I think this is just a really amazing way that you can bring yet another tool into your creative self to make a statement that is unique and special, because, as I've always said, it's your uniqueness that will get you the job, not your sameness. So having that musical component to an overall rehearsal working process, I promise you, could be an amazing tool that only you can know about. You don't have to share this with everybody. You don't have to tell everybody what you're doing. This is just between you and the choices that you think are going to be best for your work. I would like to go through an entire list of all of the music choices that I made today, giving them credit, because I only, you know, played just a few seconds of each of these pieces of music, but they do deserve some credit because it's their work. I want to honor their artistry. So this is their list.
We started out this episode with Carbon Leaf playing Life Less Ordinary, followed by Jazz Groove and Piano Blues, both from Corel Software, Rindblown by Kimmy Rhodes, Nickel Creek, and CSS, Indian Summer.
I hope you've had a good time with this. I promise you it'll be fun if you do it, and you're not going to know if it's fun if you don't do it. So thanks so much for listening. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is yet another episode of Casting Actors Cast. Thanks so much for listening.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in. Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.